The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
I said boldly last night, maybe ridiculously, that I think Geelong can actually go through the rest of the season undefeated, but a man that's at boundary side will not like to hear those words of mine, and he'll know a lot better than I. He's an assistant coach at the Doggies. Ash Hansen is downstairs with our own Glenn Hill.
Thanks, Ash, for joining the coverage, and it seems like every week the games get harder and harder. Another new challenge today.
Yeah, it's exciting to take on the Cats again. Coming off the victory last week, great opportunity to go against, you know, the best side in the competition at the moment, but one we're confident with and we're really looking forward to it.
You must be very pleased with the development of the young players this year.
Yeah, they're making progress, especially, I suppose, our young talls. They're the ones that everyone probably focuses on because they are so critical to the way you play Australian rules football. So the consistency we're starting to see out of Tim English, Josh Shackey, Aaron Norton has really been pleasing, and all those boys have been critical over the last month. Tim's been up against some quality ruckman every week and he's just learning so much. So he's in the furnace, he's in the face of the flame, but he's doing really well.
Ash, Darren Berry upstairs, thanks again, mate. You're so kind with your time to K-Rock. Justin Longmuir is alongside me and Pete Ryan from The Age as we preview this big one. You have found a little bit of form recently and even a close one against Collingwood after the bye. Leading in, your form wasn't so good. What do you put it down to? Was the bye a good time to freshen the group? Has there been any strategic changes, Ash?
Yeah, well, there's the psychological and the physiological side of the bye. Both are hard to measure in season, but certainly from the psychology point of view, it was an opportunity to reflect on the first half of the year and then really reset, you know, as a collective and as individuals. And then the physiological, we have been, you know, one of the really bottom two youngest sides most weeks in the competition, either games played or age. So for young guys to have the ability to freshen up was important. So we're certainly riding the momentum of some renewed energy, also some continuity amongst the group with personnel, which has been pleasing because that starts to build the chemistry, which, as I've said a couple of times already, is unmeasurable, but we're starting to see the reliability and predictability amongst the group, which is keeping us in games and giving us opportunity.
No doubt about that. Tim English, you mentioned him before. I was quite impressed last week when we were here, and he seems to be maturing with every game. It's a tough position, I would imagine, to play for a young ruckman, and you mentioned up against some really good players, but the growth seems to have been exponential. The last sort of month or two, I reckon he's come a long way.
Yeah, certainly this year we've started to see Tim probably play to his strengths more often than not, which has been pleasing in games with his athleticism and trying to reach the highest point, really long reach, and then his ability to cover the ground. And we know how well he can use the ball for a big man when it's in his hands. So we're starting to see, you know, the fruits of that. He's been up against some really big opponents. It's a combative, confrontational position on the ground that does take maturity, and a seasoned performer generally performs it better. So he's certainly growing. He's taking the challenge on and he's being resilient, which is really important for a young man finding his way in the game.
Last one from me, Ash, and then I'll open it up to Justin and Pete upstairs. We're rapt to see our man, K-Rock's own Pasty McLean, who sunbakes in a fridge in the off-season, but Pasty's back in, but at the expense of an injured Caleb Daniel, who has been really, really good in a somewhat different role this year.
Yeah, I'll start with Toby. I've got to stick up for the fair-skinned brother.
I was going to say, Ash, I probably shouldn't have said that speaking to you,
especially when you can't do anything about it. I spent 12 years in Perth and I wasn't going brown. And for the sake of future medical procedures, not being having to be done, I guess, I'll stay out of the sun. But no, Tobes was fantastic last week against Port Melbourne. Accumulated the football, used it really well, which was one of the messages for him to improve upon. So we're hoping that he'll have an impact tonight through the midfield and up forward, which we know we can do. And sometimes you just need that reset for a player to release the pressure and go find the Sharon at the lower level and come back and have an impact. And Caleb Daniel's been instrumental for our ball movement out of the back half. It's one of the strengths of this side is our ability to score from the back half, and certainly Caleb's an architect in that area. It's just playing him to his strengths. He sees the game really well, has the agility to take the ball off the line, by foot, hand, or with ball in hand. So he's pretty critical for us.
Peter Ryan here. Good luck tonight, Pasty.
Thanks, Pete.
Josh Shackey, it was wet conditions last week, but he really used the ball well and converted well. Seems to be growing in confidence. What's your assessment of how he's tracking?
Yeah, he's tracking really well. I suppose you see, as a coach, and Justin can probably attest to this, you see the work that young guys are doing during the week, and the public sees what they do for 2 hours on a weekend. So we're really confident with the way he's going, the way he's applying himself to his trade. And last week, to not start really well in a couple of contests, but then turn that around, have the impact he did on the game, which was influential in us getting the result, showed great maturity, great belief, great focus, and all the things he's working on to become a really important player at this level, because the game is not always going to be easy. It's not always going to go the way that you envisage it from the start. So for him to do what he did was a real growth game for him, and one that hopefully he's taken a lot out of. Only he can answer that question, but I'm sure he would have.
Ash, Justin Longmuir here, mate. All the best for tonight.
Thanks, Justin.
You mentioned your ball movement from the back half, and it has been one of the strengths of the Western Bulldogs this year, and you sliced us a couple of weeks ago at this ground. What have you noticed about Geelong's defensive structure, and how will that impact the way you move the ball tonight?
Yeah, well, we're really happy with the way we move the ball against them down at GMHBA Stadium. I had to think of the initials of that. GMHBA Stadium. To score 89 points, second highest score against the Cats this year, and the Hawks number one at the MCG. Obviously, we did it down there on a skinny ground, so we're hoping that a bit more width on this ground can really open up more opportunities. We know they like the close exits on the outside and the perimeter very early on in the piece and try to shut you down that way, so that'll create avenues through the middle of the ground, which we certainly like to take on and measure that risk. So it should be an exciting opportunity for us to hopefully kick another big score, and we'll certainly be backing ourselves in to do that against them.
Yeah, good. I'm really looking forward to that battle between your offense and their defense. Just you obviously played at West Coast and you played around some really talented players. Where does Bont fit into the players that you've seen or played with and coached? His effort in the wet last week was astonishing for someone that size to be able to handle the ball so cleanly. How do you rate him in terms of the players that you've played with?
Yeah, it's a great observation, and the word astonishing does come to mind when I watch that first quarterback. Just such strong leadership, for him to set the tone and say, this is how we're going to play around, head over the ball, one touch, take territory, put our lead on the back foot. You just saw, the 17 other players in the field at that point in time really look at him and say, okay, that's the way we're going to do it. And that's just a measure of the man and what he does at such a young age. So in answer to your question, he's right up there. Obviously, I was fortunate enough to be on the end of a fantastic midfield. He is one of the modern day midfielders with his height and physique. He's a lot bigger than the guys that we used to have going through the middle of the ground at West Coast. So he's his own unique man, and he's certainly, I suppose, more like that Adam Goods type player that with his size and his ability below his knees, his time and space that he can create, and then his ability to go forward and mark it overhead or win it at ground level makes him a dual threat. So he's certainly tracking towards being one of the greats.
You were without Tim English last time you played the Cats about 6 weeks ago, and you've been able to play Jack Trengove back, I imagine, on Tom Hawkins, which should give you a real boost tonight.
Yeah, that certainly helps us in relation to Timmy being in the middle and Jackson being able to take up that deep post and really support and allow our other players like Crozier and Wood and Cordy to come off and support when they read the play really well, because Hawk is a really powerful man one-on-one. So making sure that ball movement is kept skinny, there's pressure on the ball, and then we get support in the air is, it's the modern-day defensive mechanism to support that, and we're just going to make sure that we comply. But Jackson's craft and reliability over the last month has really been building, because he has been consistent in that area of the ground, which is supporting him, because it is a hard position to play, those key position posts, and the more you can play them, the more reliability and consistency you have, which has been a good thing for Jackson.
And you don't have a run with player necessarily, but if you did, hypothetically, Tim Kelly, Dangerfield, who would you go to?
Oh, probably at the moment, I reckon it's Tim Kelly, to be honest. Danger certainly likes to receive the ball, uses it well, but can go forward more often than Tim. I think Tim's probably a little bit easier to follow. But then the other one for us is Duncan. So he had a really important game against us last time for them, and he's really, as Bob Murphy put it the other day, the fifth Beatle at the moment in that midfield, and we've recognised his influence on their rhythm.
Ash, you've touched on it a little bit, but and I'm sure you're well aware, Gary Rowan's come in at the expense of Parfitt, which I'm sure you've got up. But I mean, one for one, they're pretty dangerous players, both of them. But It's a different looking Geelong forward half this year, isn't it? And one of your ex-players is down there in Lukey Dalhouse. But Grian Myers has been sensational. Atkins is hard over the footy. They've got Ablett. There's a lot of small, you know, mosquitoes down there. I mean, I'm gathering that's been a bit of a focus leading in.
Yeah, certainly. They're a little bit smaller than last time we played them. Last time they had young Darcy Fort down there who yep. kicked three against us, yep. actually. So they're a little bit smaller. Gary Roan started really well last time we played them, so we certainly know what he's capable of. They've followed the profile of, you know, Richmond, West Coast of the last couple of years with those high-pressure, small forwards, and we know that they don't need too many inside 50s to be really efficient and be effective with the guys of, like, Gary Ablett that are really using the ball well and Gary Roan on his day. So the smaller forward line probably suits our profile down back, so we're pretty happy about that. And the late change, well, with Geelong, it wasn't really unexpected because that's what you expect, so we planned for it.
Midfield, we always ask the question, but, I mean, won and lost, first use of the footy in the middle. We've mentioned the ruck duel that'll happen tonight, obviously, but your smalls in the midfield, how are you ranking them at the moment? And it's going to be a real challenge tonight.
Yeah, they've been super, those mids. Josh Dunkley, the way he's come on this year has been outstanding. He's just so reliable. He's an every-time player when the ball's in his area to commit his body. And then we know what Jackson McRae, who, you know, might be underrated in circles, but certainly not in our rooms, what he's been doing. And then Bonte's probably been playing more midfield time with Libra and Wall going out of the side. So those three boys, with the compliments of Toby McLean back in tonight and Bailey Smith, will be an important five, but we've been really happy with the way those guys have taken up to some of the best midfields in the competition over the last, you know, 2 weeks in Collingwood and Port Adelaide. So another challenge tonight, but they're really confident at the moment, and they're getting the continuity of working together, which, as I've said before, is really important.
Speaking with Ash Hansen, assistant coach at the Western Bulldogs, former champ over in the West. Final question with Pete Ryan.
Well, it better be a good one. No, just
yep, fire it up
quickly,
Pete.
Mark Blitzarve went into the ruck to great effect last week. How much time does Tim English put into thinking about whether Blitzarves is his opponent at some point?
A little bit, because you have to be a professional and plan for that. They've certainly got some flexibility with Blitz doing that. With not bringing in an extra ruckman, even though two of them were named as emergencies, that's probably going to come to fruition, I'd imagine, at one point. And that'd be silly not to, because, well, not silly, I shouldn't say that. It was really effective for them last week watching the game. You know, he certainly changed the game around the ball for them. So, we've planned for that as one of their go-tos. We think it'll happen now with the way they're going to line up. So he certainly, really, really athletic at ground level. It should give Tim hopefully an opportunity to get his hand to it, which will give our mids hopefully first use when we can clear the area, because you don't want it bobbling around there too much with the guys they've got there.
Ash, really appreciate your time. You always give us a great insight. We wish you all the best. There's not many of us up here tonight that are Geelong. Normally it's K-Rock Geelong Station, but we're a bit independent up here tonight, so we wish you all the best.
No, it's good to hear. Thanks, guys.
Ash Hansen downstairs for the Western Bulldogs. Fantastic. Prestige Jaco bringing us our pre-match interviews. Australia's number one motorhome dealer.
The Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.